101首。
Please sing him 101. Please be seated.
我们现在一起来祷告，求主耶稣带领我们晚上的聚会。
I want to pray together. May the Lord guide this evening service.
我们一起来祈祷。
Let's all pray together in one accord.
奉主耶稣的圣
啊，愿大家平安。
May the peace of the Lord be with you.
啊，今天晚上我们继续来学习服事的比喻。
This evening we will continue to study the parable of servitude.
我们请来看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第一章。
First, let's refer to the first epistle to the Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
First Thessalonians chapter 1.
第九节跟第十节。
Verse 9 and 10.
因为他们自己已经报名，我们是怎样进到你们那里。你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神。第十节
Verse 10,
等候他的儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
For they themselves declare concerning us what matter of entry we have to you, and how you turn to God from idols to serve the living and true GodAnd to wait for a son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come.
这两节圣经节告诉我们，从属灵上来看，人生有三件要事。
Spiritually speaking, as we just read from these two verses, there are three important essential things in the human life.
第一个就是要归向神。
Firstly, turning to God.
第二个就是服侍神。
Secondly, to serve the Lord.
第三个就是等候神。
Thirdly, waiting for His coming.
也就是说，人活着不能够离开神。
In other words, man cannot live without God.
如果离开神，我们活着就没有目的，也就没有意义。
If a person lives, lives without God, then his life is meaningless.
唯有找到神，我们活着才有价值，才有目的，才有意义。
When a person finds God, then his life will become meaningful.
那这三件事情互相有关系的。
These three important items are actually related to each other.
我们要归向神，我们才能服侍神。
If a person, unless a person turning to God, otherwise he cannot serve him.
因为人不能够服侍两个主。
Because of man, man cannot serve two masters.
主耶稣说，不能够服侍神又服侍马门。
One cannot serve God and also mammon.
我们服侍神就是让神来掌管控制我们。
We serve God, meaning that we are controlled by Him.
我们生活是以神为中心。
And our life, God is the center of our life.
服侍马门就是让马门来掌管控制我们。
If a person serves a mammon and he is controlled by the mammon,
他是以世界为中心。
And what he looks upon is this secular world.
那这种生活叫做偶，我们离开这个生活叫离弃偶像，归向神。
Therefore, we should turn to God from idols.
那这样我们才能够服侍神。
Then we will be able to serve the Lord.
那是又真又活的神。
He is the and true God.
活就是他跟我们有互动的关系。
Living God means that he can interact with us.
你服侍一个人，那个人喜欢你，他会对你有一个互动。
If you serve a person and he likes you, then he will interact with you.
我们服侍神。
When we serve the Lord,
神会对我们有一个回应。
And he will respond to us.
那这个就是我们的体验。
And this is our experience.
一切美善的、全备的，都是从神来的。
And all the good things and perfection are from God.
所以服侍神，从神所得的回应是美的，是善的。
So the reward we receive from serving God is good and beautiful.
因此服侍虽然是辛苦，但是那种内心的感受跟体验是甜蜜的。
Although we have to toil ourselves to serve the Lord, yet the reward is so sweet.
是平安的。
And it's very peaceful.
是让人满足的。
And we will be so content.
过着服侍的生活，我们才能够等候主再来。
We live in a life serving the Lord, then we will wait for His second coming.
因为主再来，要跟每一个人来算账。
When God has come to this world, then He will actually to count what we have done.
到底我们为他做了什么？
How much we have served Him.
那服侍神需要学习。
In order to serve the Lord, one ought to learn.
我们看哥林多后书第四章。
Let's refer to the second epistle to the Corinthians.
哥林多后书第四章。
Chapter 4. Second Corinthians chapter 4.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第四章第七节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7.
我们有这个宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
We have this treasure in earthen vessels that is excellence of the power, maybe of God and not of us.
这里圣经在描写说我们是瓦器。
In here, Bibles, the author says that we are the earthen vessels.
那神把宝贝放在瓦器里面。
And the Lord placed treasure in the earthen vessels.
要显明他莫大的能力。
In order to manifest his power.
那到底这个宝贝是什么？
So what is the treasure then?
如果我们看第一节，这个宝贝就是职分。
If we read verse 1, the Bible says that which is the ministry.
宝贝也可以指着圣灵。
The treasure may also refer to the Holy Spirit.
那宝贝也可以指着福音。
Treasure may also mean the gospel.
神把福音托付我们，神把圣灵降给我们，这是宝贝。
And the Lord commissioned, give us the gospel. He also give us the Holy Spirit. All these are treasures.
那要在我们这个瓦器显明莫大的能力。
And that the excellence of the power of God may be manifested.
是神的工作能够完成。
So His works can be accomplished.
And completed.
所以我们在服侍神要学习做一个瓦器。
So when serving the Lord, we ought to learn how to be earthen vessels.
所以有时候我们常常觉得工作很困难。
a lot of time we feel that it's so difficult to accomplish the work.
这是不错的。
It is indeed true.
但是在神岂有难成的事呢？
However, in God, there's nothing impossible.
这是神讲的。
And this is what God has said.
神没有难成的事。
To God, there's no difficult thing.
所以如果神的能力在我们身上，
If the power of the Lord is with us,
就没有不可能的事情。
Then we can accomplish in almost everything.
所以我们要学习做瓦器。
We have to learn how to be earthen vessels.
那这个瓦器要有几个自觉。
We have several self reliances.
自觉。
Self reliances.
Awareness.
The self awareness.
第一个，我们是被造的。
We have been created. We were created by God.
首先我们要知道我们是被造的。
We have to know that we were created.
我们现在来看以赛亚书六十四章。
Let's refer to Isaiah chapter 64.
以赛亚书六十四章。
Isaiah chapter 64.
第八节。
Verse 8.
以赛亚书六十四章第八节。
Isaiah chapter 64, verse 8.8.
主啊，现在你仍是我们的父，我们是泥，你是窑匠，我们都是你手所做的工。
But now, O Lord, you are our father, we are the clay, and you are our potter, and we are the work of your hand.
这句话非常重要。
This is a very essential passage.
你是我们的父。
You are our father.
你是我们的来源。
And you are the source.
孩子是从父亲来的。
Of course, a child was from his father.
没有神就没有我们。
If without God, there will be none of us.
父又是代表他的爱。
A father also represents love.
我们是活在他的爱里面。
We all live in his love.
那我们是泥，你是窑匠。
We are the clay, and you are our potter.
所以我们是你手所做的工。
We are the work of your hand.
这个到底在讲什么？
So what does it mean?
两件很重要的事情。
There are two important items.
第一个
，Firstly,
我们被造是有目的的。
God has his purpose to create us.
既然神造我们
，Since God has created us,
神造我们是有目的的。
So that is the purpose of his creation.
因此，我们人不可能在神以外去找到我们活着要做什么。
So we cannot find beyond God what we ought to do.
很多世界上的书没有提到神，但是在告诉人活着要做什么，这个都是骗人的。
A lot of books on this earth only tell us what to do and how to do. They never mention about God.
神造我们，所以要找到活着做什么，只有在神里面才找得到。
We can only find out in God what He expects us to do.
那神造我们每一个人目的都不一样。
God has different purposes.When creating each one of us.
所以我们重要就是要了解主啊，你要我做什么。
It's very essential for us to aware or to understand what God expects us to do.
如果我40岁信耶稣，
If I was converted at the age of 40,
我需要向神求，神啊，我未来的日子你要我做什么。
And I should ask God, what do you want me to do during the rest of my life?
即使我们最后十年信耶稣，
we believe in the Lord during the last 10 years of our life.
我们要求神让我们知道，主啊，你要我做什么。
And we should still ask the Lord what I am supposed to do.
那达到神造我们的目的，在神面前存在才有价值。
And as long as we have accomplished his goal, then our life will become meaningful.
所以神人的价值不在乎自己看。
So the value of man is not from his own judgment.
From his point of view. 我们会过去的。
And we will all be gone.
人的价值也不是别人来肯定。
And the value of the man is the value of a person is not confirmed by the others.
人的价值是神怎么看我。
The value of a man is based on what God judges us.
因为他造我们。
Since we are his creatures.
所以明白神要我们做什么，把它完成，这个在神面前就是有价值。
Therefore, it is essential for us to aware what God has expected us to do and to accomplish. Then our life will become meaningful.
所以被造是有目的的。
So being created as creatures, God has His purpose.
第二个。
Secondly,
既然我们是被造的，
since we are the creatures,
所以造我们对我们有主权。
And the creator could rule over us.
authority,
has authority on us.
我们在这个很极端的个人社会里面
and such a extreme world that we are living in.
常常觉得我就是我的主人。
And we always claim that I am the master of myself.
这是因为不认识神。
The reason is that the one doesn't know God.
如果我们认识神，
if we know God,
我们就知道。
Then we will understand.
如果神没有允许，
if it's not the will of the Lord,
我们连一分钟也没有办法过下去。
We cannot even survive for 1 minute.
一个生意人很会计划。
A businessman knows how to plan for his business, how to schedule.
我要到哪一个城做买卖，住一年做买卖。
He wants to go to a certain city and to do business.
这个圣经说这样的人是张狂夸口。
And this person is just very boastful.
为什么？
Why?
因为生命是什么？
And what is the definition of life?
是一片云雾出现少时就不见了。
Just like a cloud that will exist temporarily, then it will be gone.
所以我们只能说。
Therefore, we can only say,
主若愿意，
if it's the will of the Lord,
我就可以活着，
then I will be able to survive.
我可以做这个，我可以做那个。
Then I can do anything I want.
所以不是我们想活就可以活。
It's not because I want to live, then I will live.
要主愿意。
It is the will of the Lord.
不是我们想做这个就可以做这个。
It's not because I want to do anything.
要主愿意。
And it has to be the will of the Lord.
所以我们在服侍神。
So we're serving God.
我们要了解。
We ought to understand.
神对我们有主权。
And God has authority on us.
所以服侍神一个很重要的操练就是怎么舍掉我们自己的意思来接受神带领我们掌管我们。
So what a very important attitude when serving the Lord is we should deny ourselves.
因此我们服侍到最后应该不是在教会里面的个人的理想。
And therefore when serving the Lord in the church we should have our own goal.
我们的理想是什么？
What is our goal?
就是愿你的旨意行在地上。
May His Lord be fulfilled on earth.
愿你的国降临。
May that kingdom come.
这个就是我们的理想。
This is our goal and our target.
这个就是神要我们做的。
This is what God expects us to do.
这个叫做被造。
And this is so-called a creature.
神对我们有主权。
And God has authority over us.
这是我们 不断需要学习的。
This is what we should learn all the time.
所以一个人能不能被神所用啊？最重要不是在他的才能。
So whether a person can be utilized by the God is not because of his talent or skill.
最重要是在他内心的心态。
The very important is his attitude.
到底我们有没有办法承认神掌管？
Whether we can admit that God has the absolute power and authority.
我愿意完全尊重他。
And do I willingly to submit to him?
顺服他。
And to obey him.
有这种心态，神才能够用我们。
If we have this kind of attitude, then the Lord will utilize us.
所以摩西说，我是谁？
Therefore, Moses said that, who am I?
40年牧养，忽然他发现，我是谁？
And after all these 40 years in the wilderness, he finally aware who he is.
40岁的时候，他从王宫出来。
At the age of 40, he left the palace.
他觉得他是好像什么样的人？
He felt that he was some kind of person.
但是他一降下来。
And after he humbled himself.
神的呼召就来到。
And the call of the Lord came upon him.
我是谁？
And who am I?
今天很少人这样讲。
Very few people ask the same question. Who am I?
所以第一个，我们是被造的。
Firstly, we should understand that we are the creatures.
第二个。
Secondly,
既然我们是瓦器。
Since we are earthen vessels.
我们是容易破脆的。
And it's very fragile. We are very fragile.
有一次，有一个信徒。我们在他家吃饭。
Once we were guests in a member's house for a meal.
我发现他家的碗全部都是不锈钢的。
And I discovered that all of his bowls are stainless steel.
我很好奇为什么。
I wonder.
他在告诉我说他那个桌子最旁边的一寸的地方是斜的。
He told me that when near the corner of the table, there's one inch of the table is.Sliding down.
所以他所有的碗都破光了，掉下去就破光
了。All of his porcelain's bowls were broken to pieces.
所以后来他就买不锈钢。
So later on, they bought the stainless steel bowls.
叠的极致也不会破。
So you know, it's unbreakable.
我们是泥土造的。
We were made with the clay.
所以我们是很容易破脆的。
We are so fragile.
这个是我们人在服侍神需要有一个自觉。
So we have, so we must have in awareness.
也就是说，我们只能够夸自己的软弱。
So we can only boast of our weaknesses.
你看，世界上人都是夸自己的长处。
Most people will boast about his merits.
耶利米书在讲三个 夸点啊，人在夸的三个重点。
The book Jeremiah has mentioned about three things that people always boast of:
智慧
wisdom,
勇力
power,
财富
and wealth.
智慧以今天来讲就是头脑聪明。
Wisdom means a smart person.
书读得好。
He studied very well.
勇力以今天来讲就是能力强。
Power that means that he's so powerful,
所以你
说 so capable.
爬得高。
He can climb up. He can climb high.
财富就是
wealth.
你很有钱。
And the person is very wealthy.
这个是人在夸的。
That's what people boast about.
但是圣经说我们夸口要指着神。
And we should boast in the Lord.
因为我们不论多有智慧、多有能力、多有财富。
No matter how wise or how wealthy a member is.
当我们开始在服侍神。
When we serve the Lord.
你发现有很多事情不是你智慧、你能力。财富能够完成。
You will realize that you cannot serve the Lord with your own wisdom, nor your wealth, nor your capability.
我们做到一定程度，你发现再下去你没有办法控制。
When you come to a certain stage, you will realize that it's impossible for you to accomplish.
我们在这个事情上，我们觉得我们很无能，没有办法做。
So in this matter, we feel that we are very powerless.We are so hopeless.
当我们进到这个关键点的时候
，So when you are coming to this key point,
那我们人就会依靠神。
Then we will rely on God.
就会开始祷告。
Then we begin to pray.
我们觉得我是一个器皿而已。
Then we realize we are just earthen vessels.
是很软弱的，很容易破碎的。
It's so breakable, it's so fragile.
那当我们这个自觉开始依靠神，神的能力才会降临。
So when we have this awareness, then the power of the God will come upon us.
所以不是神不给人能力，是人不配得到能力。
It's not that God doesn't want to give man's power; it's man is a man are unworthy to receive the power from God.
你想想看，如果我们今天一祷告，死人复活。
If we pray for the dead person and he resurrects,
那一祷告，瞎子看见。
When we pray and the blind we recover his sight,
瘸腿走路。
And the cripple will begin to walk.
一讲道，人就流眼泪，感动。
When you preach, the people begin to shed tears. They were so touched by your sermon.
不要多久，我们都把自己当作神。
And it doesn't have to be long that we all feel that I am God.
所以人不配。得神的能力不是神不给的。
So men are unworthy to receive the power of God is is because man is unworthy to receive it.
那保罗能够夸自己的软弱，所以神才会把莫大的能力加在他身上。
Because Paul only boasts about his weaknesses, so God give him the mighty power.
这个是我们对瓦器需要一个了解。
Therefore, we should have a thorough understanding, clear understanding of what a earthen vessel is.
第三个
，Thirdly,
瓦器是卑贱的。
Earthen vessel is worthless.
100磅的牛肉，这个是很现在来讲也不少钱呐。
Nowadays, 100 pounds beef can be very costly.
但是100磅的泥土多少钱
？So how much is 100 pounds clay?
这是没有什么价值。
Or 100 pound mud? It doesn't cost anything.
所以这个是没有价值的。
It's worthless.
那我们现在看提摩太后书第二章。
Let's refer to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书的第二章
Second Timothy chapter 2
20节
Verse 20
在大户人家不但有金器银器也有木器瓦器有作为贵重的有作为卑贱的
But in the great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver but also of wood and clay some for honor and some for dishonor
21节
Verse 21.
人若自洁脱离卑贱的事就必做贵重的器皿成为圣洁合乎主用预备行各样的善事
Therefore if anyone cleanses himself from the latter he will be a vessel of honor sanctified and useful for the master prepared for every good work
这个二十节是在讲人在做事情
In verse 20 the author mentioned about how the person should serve
人看人有的是金器有的是银器有的是木器有的是瓦器
Man may see the others with different value, just like what we read in verse 20, vessels of gold and silver.
因为人有人的标准去判定它的价值。
Man has his own standard to judge and also to evaluate.
所以金器就是贵重的。
Gold is more precious.
如果有一个人你到他家访问他把银器拿出来请你，你一定是最贵重的这个客人。
If you are a person serve you with a golden vessel, you must be a VIP.
但是，我们看21节。
Let's read verse 21.
人若脱离 自解脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿。
Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor.
所以在神看起来，这个贵重的器皿不在乎它是什么材料。
And in the eyes of God, a vessel for honor vessel for honor is not necessarily using an expensive material.
贵重的器皿是干净的。
And a vessel for honor has to be sanctified and cleansed.
如果金做的是脏的，他也把它丢在一旁，这个不可以用。
If a vessel for gold, but it's filthy, and it will not be used by God.
但是瓦器这个是最便宜的。
But an earthen vessel is supposed to be the cheapest.
但是它是干净的。
And it's a clean vessel.
那在神面前，这个就是贵重的。
And in the eyes of God, it is a vessel for honor.
所以我们要做一个器皿。
Therefore, in order to be a vessel,
我们要追求清洁。
We have to pursue for cleanness.
这样我们才能够被神所用。
Then we'll be utilized by God.
所以圣经里面很多的例子。
There are a lot of examples and cases in the Bible.
当时以赛亚看到异象。
When the prophet Isaiah saw the vision,
看到天使大有能力在服侍神。
And he saw the mighty angel was serving the Lord.
他一呼喊，殿的根基都震动。
When the angel called, even the foundation of the temple shook.
那他第一个感觉。
The first thing that he aware.
我有罪。
And I am a sinner.
我是嘴唇不干净的人。
And my lips are unclean.
那我住在嘴唇不干净的民中。
And I live among the nations of uncleanness.
结果天使来用这个炭火把他的这个洁净啊。
And later on, the angels cleanse his tongue.
结果神的拣选。
With a charcoal fire, then the salvation of God came upon him.
我们要自觉。洁净的才是贵重的。
So we have to aware that unless a person is sanctified, then he will not be able to serve the Lord.
不在乎人看起来我们是金器、银器、木器、瓦器。
It doesn't matter what the other people look at us.
第四个。
The fourth important point. Yeah, the fifth important point.
我们要了解瓦器必须是倒空的，才能够被神充满。
And a vessel has to be emptied.Then he will be able. Then he will be utilized by God.
我们看列王记下第四章。
Let's refer to Second Kings. Second Kings.
列王记下第四章。
Chapter 4.
第三节。
Chapter 4, verse 3.
列王记下第四章第三节。
Second Kings, chapter 4, verse 3.
伊利沙说：“你去向你众邻舍借空的器皿。”不要少借。
Then he said, "Go borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors. Empty vessels, do not gather just a few."
这个寡妇，她借了很多钱。
And this widow owed a lot of money.
所以她现在没有办法还了。
She couldn't pay the creditor.
所以人要把她的儿子拿去当奴隶。
So the creditor would come to take his sons to be the slaves.
那他就请伊丽莎帮忙。
So she called, she asked Prophet Elisha, Elisha to help her.
那伊丽莎就跟着讲，你到邻舍去借空的器皿，空的。那第二个越多越好。
So the prophet told her to borrow vessels from everywhere, from all the neighbors, empty vessels.
然后他就把这个器皿拿回家。
And she borrowed the vessels and brought them home.
那照着伊丽莎的指示，就把那个一瓶的油倒在那空的器皿。
And she poured the one bottle of oil into the vessels.
那个空的器皿就是指着我们。
So those empty vessels refers to the believers.
那个油就是神的恩典能力。
And the oil symbolizes the power and the blessing of God.
所以第六节。
Verse 6.
说器皿都满了，他对儿子说：“再给我拿器皿来。”儿子说：“再没有器皿的，油就止住了。”
So now it came to pass that the vessels were full. Then she said to her son, "Bring me another vessel." And he said to her, "There is not another vessel." So the oil ceased.
如果当时他多借一倍的空器皿，那个油会更多一倍出来。
So if she borrowed more vessels, then the oil will be multiplied.
那油这个器皿都满了，没有了，没有油就止住了。
So when the vessels were full, so the oil ceased.
我们现在要被神充满。
We should be filled by the power of God.
我们要倒空。
We have to empty ourselves.
什么是倒空
？What's the meaning of emptying ourselves?
倒空的榜样就是主耶稣。
And Jesus Christ is the classical example. He's a role model.
他在天上拥有一切。
Jesus owns everything in the heaven.
但是当他来到世界
，When he came to the world，
他被人看的样子就是好像什么都没有。
When the people look at him, he looks like a penniless person.
很多人看他不起。
Many people despise him.
其实他什么都有。
Actually, he owns everything.
所以他成为人，就把神的那个尊贵荣耀什么都倒出去了。
So he came in the image of man, and he emptied himself.He emptied himself.
所以因为他倒空，他才能够被神所用。
Since Jesus emptied himself, he will be utilized by the Lord, by God.
所以我们今天呢，要服侍神。
In order to be a God's servant,
我们如果假有太多的经验
，once boast about his secular experiences,
或者太多世界上的这种成就
，or too many of secular successes.
有时候这个反而是对服侍神的一个障碍。
And this may become, hindrances or stumbling blocks.
因为这个会产生一种 self confidence， 就对自己有信心。
Then this person will be arrogant.
那这个对自己有信心，这是服侍神一个很重要的一个很非常不好的一点。
Self confidence can become a hindrance when serving the Lord.
我们看他们在攻耶利哥城。
Let's take a look of when Israelites were attacking the city of Jericho.
他知道那个耶利哥很难攻，城很高大。
And they knew that the city of Jericho was very hard to attack.
他知道他们没有办法。
The Israelites knew that it was impossible for them to conquer.
求问神啊。
So they asked God.
那神就给他一个方法。
And God gave them a way.
抬约柜。
Carrying the Ark of the Covenant,
一天绕一圈
and to walk around the city once a day,
绕七圈
and on the seventh day they have to walk around the city seven times, and they shout out loudly,
城就倒下去了
then the city collapsed.
没有这种攻城的方法的
There's no such way in every history, to attack the city like that.
这个是神的方法
This is God's way.
让他没有办法夸耀。
And there's nothing for them to boast of.
那耶利哥攻倒以后
，After the city of Jericho collapsed,
就攻爱城。
And they were told, they went to attack the city of Ai.
他们就说啊，爱城这么小。
They thought the city of Ai was such a small place.
如果我们看圣经啊，他们根本就没有求问神。
They didn't even ask God.
随便派几千个人就想说这个没有问题。
So they just sent several soldiers to attack.
为什么会想这个没有问题？
Why they thought that it's just not a big deal?
因为这么大的耶利哥都攻取了。
Even such a big city of Jericho, we conquered it.
所以攻耶利哥给他们有一个自信心。
So city of the victory at Jericho make them self-confident, overconfident.
自信心使他们没有办法依靠神。
This self-confidence make them not rely on God anymore.
就是他没有办法倒空，你就没有办法依靠神。
Once they couldn't empty themselves, there's no way for them to rely on God.
那个就是失败的开始。
And this is the beginning of failure.
好，我们来看腓立比书。
Let's refer to Philippians.
腓立比书。
The Epistle to the Philippians,
第三章
Chapter 3,
第三节
Verse 3,
因为这真受割礼的乃是我们以这神的灵敬拜在基督耶稣里夸口不是靠肉体的
For we are the circumcision who worship God in the spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, have no confidence in the flesh.
这圣经讲不要靠肉体，英文叫 no confidence in the flesh， 不要对自己的肉体有信心。
In the English translation, it says that one should have no confidence in the, we should have no confidence in the flesh.
那什么叫做对肉体有信心，对自己有信心
？What's the meaning? What's the meaning of that? We have confidence in ourselves. First.Five.
我是以色列族便雅悯支派的希伯来人，所生的希伯来人。
And I am the cousin that is circumcised the Israel of the stock Israel of the tribe of Benjamin.
这个是蒙福的一个支派。
Hebrew of Hebrews.
我是法利赛人。
Doesn't the law a Pharisee?
这个是社会的名流。
He is a very high status in the statues in the society.
就热心来说，我是逼迫教会的。
Concerning zeal, persecuting the church.
非常热心。
I'm very zealous.
但律法的意思，我是无可指摘的。
Concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless.
严守律法。
Because he kept the law so strictly.
那对这一些啊，产生一种满足依靠，这个就是叫做啊，靠肉体。
If a person is so proud of all of these things, and that means he has confidence in the flesh.
那这个就是没有道空。
And meaning that he does not empty himself.
那这个道空呢？神才能够充满。
Once a person has emptied himself, then the Lord will enter into his heart.
神充满了，工作就能够做得成。
When the person is filled with the power of God, then he is capable to serve.
所以服侍人最重要的不是人的复杂，也不是事的困难。
The attitude of serving the Lord is not how difficult the work is.
服侍神的困难最重要在乎我们内心的更新变化。
And the difficult part is the renewal of the individual.
如果内心能够更新变化，有神同在，在神无所不能。
If a person is renewed or renovated, then the Lord will be with him. That is nothing. That in the Lord, there's nothing is impossible.
我们先来看，回到哥林多后书第十章。
Let's refer to Second Corinthians,
第四章
，Chapter 4.
第八节
，Verse 8。
我们四面受敌，却不困住。
We are heard pressure on every side, yet not crushed。
你看呢、啊？保罗在传福音呢、啊，到处都是敌人。
When Paul was preaching, he faced enemies all over the places.
英文说不被 crushed， 这就没有被压碎了。
And the Bible says that yet he was not crushed.、
这个就是神的能力、啊。
And this is the power of God.
你看我们今天可以承受多少压力
？And how much pressure we can receive today？
稍微一点点。这个人的不同意见，人给你的压力，我们人就有一点睡不着，就开始有 depression。
If we face controversial issues, discrepancies, then we have depressions, and we even have insomnia.
我的保罗去传福音，一群人围着要把他打死。
When Paul was preaching, he was surrounded by the crowd, trying to kill him.
这个压力很大。
He has a lot of pressures.
但是他不被 crushed， 他没有被压碎。
And yet he was not crushed.
心里作难，不致失望。
He was perplexed but not in despair.
因为有时候传福音，他觉得说我这次死定了。
Sometimes he might even think that I'm going to die this time.
这个怎么有可能呢？
And how is this possible?
到最后又活起来了，没有死。
And he lives again.
这个就是神的能力在他身上。
This is the power of God dwell in him.
遭逼迫却不被丢弃。
Persecuted but not forsaken.
那打倒不致死亡。
Struck down but not destroyed.
你看被石头打到，人也死了，把他拖到城外。
He was stoned and people thought that he was dead and he was carried out of the city.
站起来，他又到另外一个城去传福音。
He stood up and preached again in another city.
不是保罗身体壮。
It's not because Paul has a strong body.
是因为神的能力在他身上。
It's because the power of God dwells in him.
所以这个神的能力在这个瓦器的上面发出莫大的能力。
The power of God enable this earthen vessel to manifest the mighty power of God.
那到底结果是怎样？
And what is the end result?
我们看十五节。
Let's skip to verse 15.
凡事都是为你们好，叫恩惠因人越发增多啊。
For all things are for your sakes, that grace, even having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God.
所以通过保罗的服事，好多人得到神的恩典。
And through the works of God, of Paul, many people are benefited.
所以到处人都在感谢神。
Many people give thanks to the Lord.
神就得到荣耀。
Then the Lord was glorified.
那为什么好多人会得到神的恩典？
Why many people receive the grace?
因为宝贝在他的瓦器上发出莫大的能力。
Because the treasure is in his vessel, that manifests the mighty power of God.
有神的能力才有神的恩典。
And the power of God will generate the grace.
这个是他服事的结果。
And this is the result of serving, the reward.
人得恩惠，神得荣耀。
And man received the grace, and his name is glorified.
那因为他的服事，
It's due to his service.
所以他往前看他的人生看法就不一样。
He has different attitude towards his life.
诸位
brothers and sisters,
如果你现在70岁
if you are 70 years old,
请问你往前看你看到什么
how much, what do you see forward?
所以你看人是不是老有一个很重要的现象
whether a person is in his advanced age or not, that's one important scenario.
老的人都讲过去的。
And usually elderly people like to talk about his past.
为什么?
His past history.
他往前看, 看不到什么。
Because he will see nothing in his future.
所以他要回头看啊。
Therefore he has to look backward.
但你看年轻人他是往前看。
But when you notice a young person, he always look forward, looking into his future.
所以有一个年轻人啊, 他的父母问他说, 你为什么不到欧洲去?
So a young man, once the parents ask a young man, why do you want to go to why do you want to go to Europe?
他说欧洲只是古老的古堡跟这个会堂。
In Europe, there are old castles and also ancient churches.
往前往后回头看。
And those are histories.
哇，这个年轻人觉得这个不够。
And the young man feels it's very boring and dull.
所以到底我们在服侍人到最后，你看到什么
？So what do you see towards the end of your life and serving the Lord?Firstly,
我们经历到内心的更新。
We experience the renovation and the renewal of our heart.
因为我们服侍神，要靠近神。
Because the more we serve the Lord and we draw near Him.
那我们在靠近神，我们需要不断的自我反省，自我这个调整。
When we draw near God, we have to adjust ourselves. We have to examine ourselves.
所以我们这个人就一直在变化。
Then we will have, then we make changes.
在更新。
We renew ourselves.
真正的服事带给一个人的生命是不断的在成长。
A true service brings a person to grow all the time.
因为真正的服事是不断在靠近神。
A true service brings a person to draw near God.
那这样内心一旦在成长，感觉到神靠近我们，非常跟我们同在。
So when the person is growing, then he will sense to the closeness of God.
我们在看自己的外表越来越衰老，你就不在意了。
Therefore, we won't mind our physical body is going to deteriorate.
那你如果没有看到神
if you haven't seen God,
镜子一照
and when you look at your mirror,
哇，越来越老
and we
这个感受是很难过的
and it's a very it's very sorrowful.
第二点
secondly,
十七节第四章
chapter 4 verse 17 second Corinthians
自战自坚的苦主要承重极重无比的荣耀
for our light affliction which is but for the moment is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory
所以在服侍神当中他看到一个盼望
so when serving the Lord he sees the hope
就是极重无比永远的荣耀
which is the far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory
你如果投资很多进入股票
，If you invest a lot of money in the in stocks，
你服侍几十年的储蓄都投资在股票上。
If you invest your lifetime saving in stock market，
有一天这股票垮台了
，And if the price drops，
这个感受是不好的
，And you will have a very very bad feeling。
但是人生就是一场股票。
But human life is just like a stock certificate.
一定会垮，而且垮到零。
It will and it will lose the value and until nothing.
就是死的那一天。
And it's the day of your death.
但是当我们在服侍神
，However, when we serve the Lord,
你流的汗，你流的眼泪，你流的血，这些苦都是有天国的赏赐。
Your sweat, your tears, will all be rewarded.
所以服侍带给我们盼望。
So serving the Lord brings us hope.
因为这个样子
It's because so.
所以就进到十八节
we continue to read verse 18
我们就可以超越可见的
which we do not look at the things which are seen
因为我们已经看到天国
but at the things which are not seen
地上你就可以超越过去
since we have seen the heavenly kingdom that we can go beyond this earth
为什么世界上人会拼命追求钱财
Why the earthly people pursue for wealth all his life?
他没有来世的盼望
Since they have no future hope.
为什么保罗能够看万事如粪土
Why Paul could treat everything on earth like dung?
因为他已经看到天国
Since he had already seen the heavenly kingdom.
所以当我们开始在服侍神
So when we begin to serve the Lord,
我们到最后你就超越世界。
And to the end, we'll go beyond this world.
因为我们已经看到了。
Since we have seen the future.
所以服事非常的重要。
Therefore, it's very important for us to serve.
我一定要立志过一个服事。
And we have to determine, make the determination to live in a life of serving God.
我们唱诗。
Let's sing him. Please be seated.
我们明天早上十点到十点半，我们有个自由参加的祷告会。
Tomorrow morning we have a prayer session to be attended spontaneously.
我们需要神与我们同在同工。
If we want God to co-work with us,
所以我们一起来祷告祈求神带领祝福我们圣荷西的圣工。
Then we will pray together. May the Lord bless the secret works in this area.
请大家能够早一点来参加这个祷告会。
So please come to attend the morning service, morning prayer.
那父母妈妈因为来聚会的时候遇到一些困难哈，请我们祷告，求主耶稣能够帮助他。
We received the news that Madam Fu encountered some problems, so we pray to the Lord.
所以我们先来一起来祷告。